Hey guys, it's Cheryl from Hushes.com, and I have a new mic. I'm trying it out right now to see how it does. The last one had issues every time I said Cheryl or Hushes, which is a problem because that's my name and the name of my company. So, yesterday I posted a recipe. It's a really simple one. I don't know if any of the newer callers know this, but I bake every day. One of the reasons why I bake is that it relaxes me. It takes quite a bit of energy to bake. You know, the rolling and the beating the dough. And no, these are not euphemisms. And whenever people meet me, they always say to me that I have very strong hands and fingers, and I'm thinking that has to do with my hobby. Yes, I'm still talking about baking. So I posted a really quick recipe for cinnamon cake, and I posted it because it was Mother's Day. And a lot of people don't plan for Mother's Day. And some people, well, they're overwhelmed by the concept of baking. And a quick bread or a quick cake is the easiest thing in the world to do. If you have a loaf pan, you set the oven to 350 degrees. Pardon me. And I think we know that you put the dry ingredients in one bowl and the wet ingredients in another. I do not waste a bowl on wet ingredients. So I put all the dry ingredients together, put in a well, and then I start tossing in the wet ingredients. You mix it all together, throw it in the loaf pan, bake for 1 hour, and voila, you have a delicious cake that you made with your own two little hands. Imagine that. So I posted it on the site, but let me tell you what it is. It's that simple. It's, what is it? 2 cups of flour. I only use King Arthur flour. Seriously. If you want to splurge a little bit on any staple in your house, get a 5-pound bag of King Arthur flour. Matter of fact, get a 5-pound bag of King Arthur flour and get anybody else. And open the bags, stick your hand in, feel the difference. That's the difference right there. You take a cup of sugar. So we have 2 cups of flour, a cup of sugar. I'm doing this by memory. I didn't have any baking powder, so I took a 1/2 teaspoon a baking soda. I always feel like get salt. So salt, you know, however much you feel. It's less than 1/4 teaspoon, I think, but I just shake it until I'm happy. And I'm still talking about baking. Some cinnamon, again, shake it till you're happy. And you mix it all together, dig a well, and you start putting in your wet ingredients. This one calls for 2 eggs, so I cracked 2. I mix it a little when I put it in there. 1/3 cup of oil. 1 teaspoon of vinegar to help with that baking soda that I put in because I don't have any baking powder. And 1 cup of yogurt. The yogurt is what's going to make it really, really moist and gooey. And a little tart. It's supposed to be 1 cup of buttermilk, but I don't know about y'all. I don't keep buttermilk in the house. If you are like me, no big deal. You just take 1 cup of milk and 1 tablespoon, I think it's 1 tablespoon of vinegar, stir it in, let it sit for 1 minute, and there's your instant buttermilk. But I didn't even do that. I just went straight for 1 cup of yogurt. And a little vanilla extract. Mix it all together. And you pour 1/2 the batter into the loaf pan. As y'all know, I only use American-made products. So I'm a big fan of cast iron. And then you take a concoction of sugar. I like to take, let's say, sugar, brown sugar, cinnamon. So I took a fourth cup of sugar, fourth cup of brown sugar. I eye them. Shake the cinnamon until it makes me happy. Mix it all together, and then you just spoon this concoction on top of the batter. You pour in the rest of the batter, and then you spoon the rest of the sugar concoction on top of the batter. And you place that in a 350 degree oven for 60, 65 minutes. Always check to make sure that it's done, of course. And let cool for 10 minutes. Flip it out. Cut, serve, and there you go. Beautiful cinnamon cake.